countries, but also in their countries of asylum. I'm happy to give you some of the pledges afterwards. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Asif. Very valuable for all of us, and you talked about empowerment in what you had to say, and I think that's a very important message among what you have said. Now, I think we may have one what you had to say, and I think that's a very important message among what you have said. Now, I think we may have one more video before we go to our distinguished respondents, but more video before we go to our distinguished respondents, but having the opportunity to be here with the three of you and listening to you, having the opportunity to be here with the three of you and listening to you, what strikes me is the honesty, the courage, and the leadership that all three of you bring here for us today, and we're very grateful. So, thank you for being here and doing all the amazing work that you are doing for that. So, thank you for being here and doing all the amazing work that you are doing. Now, if I'm correct, I think we do have another 2-minute video at this. Point before we go further. No. We don't. No. I'm incorrect, and we will therefore have the opportunity. We don't. I'm incorrect, and we will therefore have the opportunity now to go to our respondents. I promised to introduce them a little bit more. Ms. Carol Thompson O'Connell became Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of Policy. Ms. Carol Thompson O'Connell.